The Jaguars back on the practice field Thursday. Preparations for this Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders continue. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice fields on Thursday afternoon, getting ready for Sunday's game at the Black Hole. Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, still out with a calf injury. The two starting guards off to the side today, Uche Nwaneri without a helmet. Will Rackley still off to the side as well, the left guard. The Jags offense trying to find a rhythm this week in Oakland. Chad Henne makes the start under center for the injured Blaine Gabbert. And those young receivers are trying to prove themselves for the first time. But the offensive line has to improve for anything else to work. And there was a lot to discuss today with offensive coordinator Jed Fish.
There was a lot to the line performance, and I've said numerous times that it's on all 11. And I think I saw Blaine after the game say that every sack is on him. You know, I think I heard that quote, which I appreciate him saying that. I'm not sure that's necessarily the case on every single play, but it's really the fact is that all 11 guys, if we're tight in what we do, if everybody is completely having attention to the detail and are able to adjust in a tough environment. You know, when you have those tee off downs, you know, the second and extra longs, the third and nine pluses, it's really, you're so susceptible to so much.
Let's take a look now behind enemy lines. The Raiders are still in search of a franchise quarterback. In fact, the last time a starting quarterback played in all 16 games for the Raiders, 2002. Rich Gannon won the MVP that year, and the Raiders went on to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Bucks. Well, they're hoping that Terrell Pryor might be that guy. He won the starting job last week over Matt Flynn and then solidified that standing with a breakout effort in Indianapolis. He's a dual threat, of course, running and passing. 13 rushes, over 100 yards last week, but almost half of that yardage on scrambles. He also threw for 217 and a touchdown, but had a pair of interceptions. He drove the Raiders deep into Indy territory with only seconds to play in the game, but Bethea picked him off to seal the Indianapolis win. Jaguars defensive tackle Cinderic Marks knows the athleticism of Pryor should be on display Sunday.
We got to get pushed right in his face. And the thing with a lot of the mobile quarterbacks, you have to get them off the spot, make them move their feet off the spot. And, you know, sometimes you have to design different twists to make them think a gap is open and you actually have a guy coming in that gap. So our big focus is our guy up front, you know, the nose tackles and the three technique. We have to get pushed in his face to make him move, and our DNs have to contain him.
Time to hear from the Ozone, Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, talking about quarterbacks again.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And we arrive at week two of the Jaguars' 2013 season, and the storyline remains, what else? Quarterback. Chad Henne is starting because Blaine Gabbert is out with the thumb laceration. And as he should, Henne is approaching this as a chance to win the job on a permanent basis. That's what he said on Wednesday, and Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley said he liked hearing that. That he wanted Henne to capture this and be at his best on Sunday. That's exactly what Bradley should want. Henne at his best is a player who can get hot, provide a spark, and throw for enough yards to get the Jaguars a victory Sunday that they really need. But will he get to start permanently? That's going to be tough. Gabbert won the job in training camp, and aside from the franchise needing to know what they really, truly have in the top 10 pick, there's also a feeling that he remains the best quarterback on the roster despite the offensive struggles in the opener. The team still believes in Gabbert, and he's probably going to get an extended opportunity this season to verify that belief. That's important for fans who are calling for a permanent change to remember, and a reason that while Henne indeed has a chance to take over on a permanent basis, he's going to have to perform well, really, really well, to do it.
Thank you, John. This is the last Inside the Jaguars of the short week. The Jaguars hop on the charter to the West Coast tomorrow. Look for all the coverage of the 10-day road trip right here on Jaguars.com. That'll do it for today's Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.